Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Cecil moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Cecil scores. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Calm moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Vosmek trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of White. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Stone scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schubel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Schubel steals second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schubel. Montague moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Montague moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Connolly moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connolly moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connolly scores. Cecil scores. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rogle goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Jojo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schubel hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive towards short. Rogle catches it and steps on second to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Wes Farrell now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Geringer moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Stone scores. Geringer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schubel moves to third. G. Walker pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schubel scores. Walker moves to third. It's Tigers, 8, Indians, 8. Bill Lawrence pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Mel Harder now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Lawrence moves to second. It's 9-8, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawrence scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Muddy Rule now catching. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Nolan Richardson now playing third base. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Morgan scores. It's 10-9, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Bruce Knotzer pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.